Several weeks ago, the Czech Republic raised eyebrows by celebrating the International Day for Tibet with particular enthusiasm. Politicians hung the Tibetan flag from government offices, and ministers showed open support for the plight of the Tibetan people. The event is usually regarded as little more than an act of symbolism, but this year, following the subsequent unrest in Tibet, this region, for almost 60 years part of China, has again come under the spotlight. For China, which is hosting the Olympic Games in Beijing this summer, these events have proved to be particularly embarrassing. Ondřej Liška is the Czech Republic's Minister for Sports and Education.
China has been expected to use the occasion of Olympic Games this year as an occasion to enhance the protection of human rights and guaranteeing political freedoms of faith, religion, speech, and so on. But as we have seen in Tibet, and we have seen this continuously in the past several years, it has not been the case.
That is one reason why many politicians, like the education minister, continue to back the Day for Tibet.
I don't think a continuous hanging flag change much, but I think it is important by words, by statements, by our deeds to remind the public discourse that there is something going on in Tibet which is not all right.
Peng Bian is a spokesman for the Chinese government at the Chinese embassy in Prague. He insists that the Olympics are not the correct venue for the airing of political grievances.
Well, the Beijing Olympics is not an event for the Chinese people. I think it's a great event for the people all over the world. Olympic is not a venue for political issues. We regard Olympic Games as a good opportunity and a platform for the people from all the countries of the world to come together, strengthen the communication, exchange of views, and developing the mutual understanding and the friendship. This is what we think. So it's no good to sabotage or do some negative things to these Olympic Games, which are a great event of the people all over the world.
Mr. Bian also expressed irritation at official Czech support for the Tibetan cause.
Some of the people here and the politicians hand the so-called Tibetan flags, and we are absolutely against this action because we are not talking about the truth. They are cheating the international opinions. And we have talked with diplomats and expressed our strong dissatisfaction and lodged protest.
But Education Minister Ondřej Liška rejects these accusations and maintains a surprisingly firm line.
I think Chinese government and Chinese embassy uses any occasion to write a diplomatic note or be outraged about the positions of Czech politicians on human rights in China. It's not a rare happening, so I do consider it, but I do not consider it for being too important for long-term relationships.
Indeed, Mr. Liška has announced that he will not be attending the Olympic Games in Beijing as a form of protest against the human rights situation in that country. Yet he insists that his views are his alone and do not represent government policy.
It is not a matter of a few days or a few weeks. What we are expecting is significant change, a shift in Chinese policy towards human rights and the violations of human rights, not only in Tibet but in whole China. Political freedoms and so on are not guaranteed. So this is the thing why we are still skeptical. And for me personally, I will not take part in the Olympic Games in China this year. So I do not call the sportsmen for a boycott of the Games. I think they should go, they should win. And if they find enough braveness, they should also express their minds if they feel the same way.
Susanna Ondomishiova runs a Tibetan cultural and information center in Prague called Potala. I asked her why the Czech Republic has a particular fascination with the plight of Tibet.
Because we have very similar experience with the big Soviet Union neighboring our country and pushing its own politics to our government. But I think in comparison with Tibet, it was just easy walk. From the practical sense, there was Václav Havel, our first president, who invited His Holiness Dalai Lama to visit Czech Republic immediately in 1990. Since then, His Holiness visited our country many times. And so the public consciousness of Tibetan problems came more deeper.
But Chinese governmental representative Peng Bian suggests that the Czech media has been displaying an unfair and distorted bias of events in Tibet.
I think for the people in this country, I think probably they can read some of the articles written by the Czech journalist. I myself have noticed some articles written by some Czech journalist, and they trying to tell people what is really happened in Lhasa, in the capital city of Tibet Autonomous Region. I think if people know what is really happening, when the people know the truth, I think they will make the right choice and show the proper way when they talk about the things happened in Tibet recently.
But Zuzana Ondomishiova is dismissive of such claims.
I think that's the way how a communist ideology defends itself. Because for sure there is a very inconvenient situation for China before Olympic Games. And so they try to trivialize the problems. And the main Chinese advocation is that there was a violence against just Chinese citizens and that needs to be suppressed. But there were so many other demonstrations in other parts of Tibetan area, and they are not popular in the Chinese media because they were peaceful. Everybody thinks about Tibet just a holy country and full of monks and full of people which cannot get angry. So it can happen that people get a little bit angry.
And how does she feel about the question of an Olympic boycott?
It's also very difficult to decide because from my point of view, the best way would be if the Chinese side, before starting Olympic Games, decides to start communicate with Tibetans in exile and also in Tibetans in Tibet. But this is not very likely. And myself, I don't have any strict point of view if to boycott the games or not. But I don't agree with many politicians who say that sportsmen are not allowed to express their thoughts openly. And also, I think it will become very difficult to be happy in Beijing and to pretend joy from the Olympic feats. And you must think also about that just few hundred kilometers around these places, there are dead people, there are the families after dead people, and there are policemen or army pushing people not to express their own problems, thoughts and experiences.
One thing is clear. This year, China will be under unprecedented scrutiny. And if, as many analysts have suggested, the country has truly begun to be concerned about global public opinion, then it may have to do far more than prove that it can host a sports tournament. It may also have to concede that human rights, media freedom, self-determination, and freedom of expression are an inseparable part of the Olympic equation. For their part, many in the Czech Republic appear unafraid to strongly push that message. Thank you.